Yes, we recently completed a data analysis looking at those PFAS chemicals and others in fish from the Twin Cities. So Pool 2 through Pool 4 of the Mississippi River, which starts at the Ford Parkway Dam in St. Paul and goes through Wabasha, Minnesota to the Kellogg Dam. Those water bodies have been the focus of a lot of study over the years for PFAS, mercury, and PCBs. And we found in this newer data set that the PFAS concentrations raised a concern. And also, we've looked more closely at data that's available from human studies that find that PFAS can be more of a concern for developmental exposure to fetuses and infants. And so we have used that information to update our guidelines. We are really focused on protecting especially our sensitive populations, who are people that are or may become pregnant, people that are breastfeeding or may breastfeed, and children under age 15. That is a group that is more sensitive to the toxicity of these contaminants. And so for that group of people that are fishing, we recommend they don't eat the fish from these pools of the Mississippi River at this time.